Welcome to 9 to 5 Mag Daily for Friday, September 21st, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. Welcome to Friday, everyone. It is finally iPhone XS and Apple Watch Series 4 launch day around the world, and customers are starting to get their hands on Apple's new devices. Delivery dates and pickup times have been a bit wonky this year, with some customers receiving notices that logistical issues have caused some orders and pickup times to be moved back, but typically only by a matter of hours and not days. As for me, I'm still awaiting delivery of an iPhone XS Max sometime today and an Apple Watch Series 4 for testing before my gold pick arrives on Thursday, so no first impressions here yet. One new detail we've learned, however, is that the new Siri waveform on Apple Watch Series 4 is responsive to your voice, finally. On older Apple Watches, the animation is a canned waveform that sort of plays and doesn't actually respond to volume. This is actually how the original Siri animation worked on the first Apple Watch before watchOS 2, so it's nice to see a return to the better visual. In other Apple news, Beddit announced that it is shutting down its Beddit Cloud service in November for existing users and turning off the ability to sign up for Beddit Cloud starting today for new users. Beddit is a sleep tracking product and a company that Apple bought in May 2017. Apple hasn't shipped its own sleep tracking features on the Apple Watch yet, just a basic bedtime clock feature on iPhone, and it still sells the Beddit sleep tracker in Apple stores today. But the move does suggest business is winding down for Beddit, and Apple could soon fold the technology into the Apple Watch or iPhone, hopefully by next year. And another new detail we learned is that AirPower is referenced in the iPhone XS setup guide. The paperwork actually mentions charging with Apple's unreleased wireless charger before it even mentions Qi or Lightning charging, a sign that Apple's marketing team thought AirPower would ship alongside iPhone XS. Apple hasn't mentioned AirPower since its preview in September 2017, when it said it would be available sometime this year, but it's unclear now if Apple will meet the deadline by the end of December. We've also seen references of ongoing work with AirPower in iOS 12.1 beta, which suggests Apple hasn't killed the product, as some have suspected. Perhaps we'll see the smart wireless charger ship before the end of the year, as promised still. We'll see. And as for everyone upgrading to new devices, I wish everyone the best of luck. Share your experience with me on Twitter or Instagram at ApolloZach. And if you enjoy 9 to 5 Mac Daily, consider rating it in Apple Podcasts or recommending it with a star in Overcast. And since it's Friday, let's check in with Trevor at 9 to 5 Toys.
Today's best deals at 9 to 5 Toys are highlighted by a one-day Amazon Gold Box focused on Anchor products. You can find deals from just $9 on some of Anchor's most popular iPhone charging accessories. Now, in case you hadn't heard, Apple is shipping the latest iPhones with a puny 5-watt wall charger. Opt for these alternatives from Anchor in today's Gold Box, and you'll be charging up your iPhone much faster. Today only, Best Buy is blowing out Apple Watch Series 3 inventory from $299. These are certified refurbished models, but they do come with a full warranty. This is a great way to save a nice chunk of change, especially in comparison to Apple Watch Series 4. Finally, don't miss the new 9 to 5 Toys iOS app. It's now available over in the App Store for free. This is going to be the best way to stay up to date on all of our favorite deals and the coolest new gear that we share every day.
Read those stories and much more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5mac Daily and Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates Monday through Friday.